Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Boy, sheer disappointment Sunday watching Iowa's Caitlin Clark launch the game-winning three with a second and a half to play, ending coach Terry Morin's Big Ten champion Hoosier 14-game winning streak, 86-85 the final.
I can't be more proud than the way they handled themselves. The last play there, Chloe just, gets tripped a little bit. You know, that thing could have gone either way. But as I always remind the kids, it's a 40-minute game, and there's a lot of reps in there that we all wish we could have back. It never comes down to one play. Every one of our kids, you know, there's a probably play that they want back. So it never, ever comes down to one play. I'm really, really proud of our group. Once again, they showed how tough they are, how they are one of the very best teams in the country in terms of just the way they fight and how they handle themselves, and they never panic. And again, I can't tell you how proud I am of this group.
The aim now for Terry Morin's Big Ten champions to win the Big Ten postseason tournament. It'll start Friday for them against either Nebraska or Michigan State. Indiana, obviously, with the one seed. Iowa with the two. Maryland, three. And Ohio State, the other double bye, with the fourth seed. The postseason is upon us. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
What not to like last Saturday in Mackey Arena. The second half, Hoosiers start watching Jalen, Hood, Shufino, Dysack, Purdue offensively. Oh, what a pleasure it was as Coach Mike's Hoosiers, the underdog in that one Saturday night, up in number 5 Purdue 79-71, completing the two-game regular season sweep.
We played unbelievable, man. I mean, the break a 10-year streak of not winning here. I thought we came out, boy, clicking on all cylinders to start the second half. I mean, to hold this team to 33 points and you still, I mean, everything was going right.
Everything was going right. Trey Galloway, 10 of his 13, came in the second half. Indiana got away to that 17-4 start as Purdue hit the skids only 34% against Indiana's defense. And now the Hoosiers, Maryland, Northwestern, and Michigan. And Northwestern, by the way, lost to Maryland Sunday 75-59. So that gives Purdue at least a share of the Big Ten championship. Michigan was an overtime winner against Wisconsin Sunday, so all of those teams lumped together at 11-7 as we enter the final two games of the regular season. Indiana hosting Iowa Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.